Well, we're going to talk about something that's been talked about a lot lately. You've heard the stories of the end days, the apocalypse, Armageddon, Iran, Iraq, Korea, Israel, stories that from natural disaster to terrorism, constant warfare, the state of the world seems to be just breaking down right in front of our face. Could this be the beginning of the end as described in the Bible's book of Revelation? Well, my guest says, yeah. Pastor Ronald Wineland is our guest. It's called 2008, God's Final Witness. And Pastor Wineland, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you kindly for being with. 2008, that's a pretty firm date, yeah?
That's a pretty firm date.
All right. Now, I've heard everything from, sort of in the twinkling of an eye to the Mayan calendar 2012, but you pegged this thing within 2 years now, next year. That's not much time, is it?
No, it's not much time.
Tell us what can we expect to see?
Well, the prophecies about this country, this is going to be one of the first countries that is going to go through a process of what's referred to as the Great Tribulation. It begins here in Canada, Western Europe, Australia and New Zealand, but these are the first countries to fall in the beginning of what's called a 3.5-year period of Great Tribulation. And 2008 is the year that launches everything into that period of time. And during that particular year of 2008, that's when most of those prophecies concerning the United States are going to be accomplished. It is a complete downfall of this country.
Of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, well, does that include all of North America?
As a whole, yes, primarily the United States and Canada.
Okay, what about Western Europe?
The same thing. They're going to follow suit, but it really starts right here in the United States. And things that have already been taking place here as far as terrorism is concerned, 9/11 was a prophetic type of what's going to happen to this nation. A desire, an attempt to strike at Washington, D.C., which is the seat of government, New York City, concerning the things there on Wall Street, the economy, and that which is a great icon as far as the United States is concerned, two huge towers, all seven towers, that complex totally destroyed, and that's what's about to happen to this country. It is coming to a point in time where God gave man 6,000 years, and we're at the end of 6,000 years, and everything is going to change as we know it.
All right, now you say the six of the seven seals in the book of Revelation. And I saw the angel open the sixth seal. In what time frame were the seals begun to be cracked open in John the Revelator's litany or list?
Well, a lot of people have different interpretations of the Bible, obviously, and it's that's why this book was written, to give people something to, and the previous book as well, but to give people something to latch onto, to understand that you can't have thousands of voices out here all saying they represent God, that this is God's voice. It's just mass confusion out here, different ideas, interpretations of what's taking place, and the end time has always been spoken of, natural disasters and so forth. They've always been around, but every time something catastrophic happens, people jump on a bandwagon and say it's the end of the world, the end of an age. It's just the reality is that this time it is. We have come to that point in time, and I don't expect people to believe these things right now, but they will, and that's the point of it all. Who are you going to listen to when things get worse? In the next year and a half, as things progressively get worse, as we have nuclear weapons go off in various cities, what are people going to do? What are they going to turn to as they're hearing every imaginable thing under the sun out here of different preachers, different ones that saying that this is what God says to do? Come over and listen to this. And so that's why this was written, to give people something to latch on to recognize that there is one voice that God's going to give to this world. Actually, two at the very end, but that's what's been revealed. That's what's being given right now.
Now, you say, for instance, George Bush will be the last president.
Correct.
That our civilization, the American civilization, will collapse, that there will be no government structure of any kind left. There'll be no economy. There'll be, what will be left?
A total vacuum as far as this country is concerned, as far as power is concerned, that what's going to take place in this nation is going to totally cripple us. One-third of it is going to be destroyed very early on. That includes all the population, one-third of the population. it's not a pretty sight. It's not a pretty picture by any measure. It's a horrifying thing that's going to take place. And this is going to begin to happen all over the world, but it starts here. And as a result of the collapse of the United States, there is a power in Europe that's prophesied to arise. There are going to be 10 nations that come together finally. The euro is going to become the economy of the currency of the world. We're already seeing some of those things beginning to take place. People are beginning to switch over. The UAE recently just, they're starting to switch more and more to euros.
Yeah, the United Arab Emirates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is happening more in the world. China is, you know,
going off from the dollar back to the yuan, I guess.
Yes, and so we're already seeing the beginnings of this take place. But when something catastrophic happens in this nation, it's going to happen quickly. It's going to happen very fast. But what happens this time in Europe, there is a prophesied Third World War to take place. And the Second World War was prophesied as well. But there were seven revivals of something to happen as far as Europe is concerned. This is the seventh one coming up. It's going to be different than World War II this time. They're not going to go out and try to conquer the world in the beginning. But when the United States falls, they're thrust into a vacuum that someone has to step up to the plate and determines that they're going to take over that a government as far as an influence in the world. At the same time, China and Russia and a lot of Asian nations are going to come together in a conglomerate. They're going to be responsible, it says prophetically, for destruction of nearly a third of all the earth. They're going to fight against Europe, and that is World War III. We're out of the picture. We don't have any military power. We have no government. We have no economy. Quite candidly, Europe is the one that intervenes to take over the control of what we have here in the United States.
Hmm. So we're just plunged into virtual nothingness.
That's right. For 3.5 years, it's going to be a very hard time. That's why it's called the Great Tribulation. At the end of that time, there is good news, and that's what the Bible talks about when it speaks of people talk about a gospel, a good news.
Yeah.
People haven't understood what that is. It is the return of Jesus Christ to establish God's government on earth. If God didn't intervene within that 3.5 year period to cut it short, the prophets show that man would annihilate himself. We have the power, as far as nuclear weapons, to destroy the earth 40 times over, and it only takes once.
Yeah, well, and that's the big one. Well, we have a military technology that would include nuclear weapons and missiles. We do have those. We have submarines out there cruising the planet.
Oh, this is true. But they can't use that without authority. They can't just go and indiscriminately use that power on their own.
Well, which kind of makes me wonder how how is it going to come down in Washington? As you say, it's going to collapse. In what fashion? I mean, if George Bush is going to be the last president, what is going to stop all of this thing in Washington? What's going to stop Washington?
Well, a nuclear weapon would do it.
A nuke?
Yes.
Is that what you see?
That's a part of it, yes. That's a large part of it. There are going to be several cities struck very early on. It's part of terrorism still going on. It's an ongoing process. It's going to take place. Books have been written, very authoritative in the respect of they believe that there are already suitcase nukes here in the United States.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when will they use it. And that will be at the beginning of it all. And that's coupled together at the same time with some natural disasters that are going to take place, some horrifying things that take place, far, far greater than Katrina. And those things cripple us. Look what it did to New Orleans. I mean, that whole area was totally crippled. They tried to evacuate Houston. It's impossible. When things like that happen, it can't be done. And it makes us very vulnerable.
Besides a hurricane, which, of course, we're more than familiar with, but there are other natural disasters that we're familiar with, massive tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes of varying kinds, tsunamis of some kind, being whacked from something from space. What are we talking?
Any and all of those.
Any and all.
Because there, Revelation, the seventh seal, you mentioned six seals.
There's
a seventh seal that we're waiting for.
Right.
And these are the things that are explained in the book, 2008, God's Final Witness. And I'll put a bit of a plug in here as well. If people go to endtime2008.com, they can get a free book. But what takes place here, there are four disasters that take place over a short period of time, in about a six-month period of time. That's what's going to bring down the United States, one right after the other. One of those involves nuclear weapons. There are other things of natural disasters and so forth that you just mentioned. Those things are going to be coupled with it at the same time. Those are all prophetic. It's all part of a process of God speeding up a time period that would take a long time for things to develop in China and Europe and so forth that would totally annihilate the earth and be spread out. Oh, the suffering would be over a longer period of time. God's going to shorten it into a period of time of 3.5 years. The whole point of it all is God gave man 6,000 years to govern himself and to have his own governments, his own religious ideas and so forth, to experience those things that man does not have the answers. Man cannot govern himself. The United Nations is a farce. It's a joke. Man cannot govern himself. And that's the whole experience of 6,000 years that God gave to mankind to show that. That's why God's going to give 1,000 years. It's called the millennial reign of Christ. He is coming back as a king. That's what the prophecies were about. Even when he came into Jerusalem, when he was going to die, they thought he was coming in to be a king, to take them away from the Roman government. That's why Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" Because that's the only grounds he had to kill him, in essence. He didn't want to kill him, but the Jews pushed the issue that he was claiming to be a king. And people haven't understood that that's what he is going to do. That's what the Messiah is all about. He is going to come back as a king. He just came the first time to be our Passover.
So the events are going to happen by 2008, which is
the beginning of the last, the greatest events, yes, will start happening in 2008.
Yeah, and that includes nukes, and especially nukes?
That's the primary thing, yes.
Yeah, and that's going to be the first thing to whack Washington and some of the bigger cities?
New York City, yes.
Yeah.
They're different ones, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you have a timeline, obviously.
Well, the timeline is that 3.5 years. The timeline, there are other things that are going to happen as well on the earth after that period of time begins, at the last 3.5 years.
3.5 years, yeah. Yeah, which would end at what, 2012?
That's getting right down the wire. That's when Jesus Christ will return, yeah.
Yeah.
Here by that time.
Okay, well, 2012 figures large in other prophecies, too, as we know. All right, hold on, Pastor, if you would. Pastor Ronald Wineland is our guest, The End Times. His book is called 2008. God's Final Witness. What is that website again, Pastor?
They can go to endtime2008.com.
Endtime2008. That's the number 2008.
Right.
.com. And
right.
It's not End Times, but End Time.
End Time.
Okay. Endtime2008.com. Or they can go, it's on bookshelves and also on Amazon.
Yes, I can get it in bookstores. I can order it in any bookstore if it's not there on the shelf.
All right, very good. Call 2008 God's Final Witness, the name of the book. We're going to take a break. Lines are wide open, 303-713-8585, the number. And for those who'd like to join, make comment and or question, well, our guest is here, and we'll entertain all your questions. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to News Radio 850 KOA. Back again with my guest, Pastor Ronald Wineland, and his book is called 2008, God's Final Witness. As you say, this is going to be the beginning of a very, very quick but shortened tribulation period of 3.5 years, which would bring it to roughly about 2012, I guess, which I think is kind of interesting because that's also another date in prophecy. When in 2008 is this going to begin, do you think? I mean, you seem to have this nailed down in a timeline of some kind.
Some of the larger things should be right around the springtime, a very early spring.
Of 2008?
Correct.
Okay, so roughly a year from now.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, so we can begin to see something's going to happen, something big, no doubt.
And some things will begin happening before that, but it's going to take on its greatest... something that people will recognize, all of this country will begin, especially in that period of time, yes.
All right. Now, if there's going to be a nuclear attack of some kind, I suspect it will be a kind of a coordinated series of attacks on major cities. Is that how you see it?
Yes.
Okay. So a series of suitcase bombs will go off in major cities across the country.
Yes.
Will that also include Canada?
Canada is going to reap the effect of what happens in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a part of it, yes.
Okay. So let's pick some big cities. Certainly Washington. Certainly New York. Possibly Chicago.
Yes.
Possibly Houston, Texas, just because it's George Bush's hometown, I guess.
Well, that's and a lot of oil.
Yeah,
that refineries down there in
right.
Pasadena, Texas City, yes.
And L.A., probably L.A.?
Very likely.
Yeah.
You know, those things have not been given specifics, but, you know, even the information that's out there and some of the intelligence, some of the books have been written, those are the cities.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking roughly five or six cities, coordinated attack.
Correct.
All right, so, and that's when suitcase nukes go off, a la the TV series 24. Have you ever watched that
TV?
Yes,
I have. Yes,
yeah,
I have.
As you know, they did a suitcase nuke in L.A., and there's a bunch of them out there that are trying to find them. So that's what we're talking about in this case, something of that nature, something like that.
Exactly.
Okay. And then other events will happen. One assumes the collapse of the economy, the civil law and order, natural disasters. You also mentioned natural
disasters. Yes, it only takes about 6 months in this country. As far, we have no power after that. We have no ability to rule ourselves. We have no ability to govern. We have totally collapsed at that period in that period of time.
Mm-hmm. What is in John the Revelator's seventh seal? Do you have that written there before you?
The scriptures.
Yeah, yeah. What exactly it says about and the angel opened the seventh seal. What does it say?
Give me one moment, huh?
Sure, yeah, because I'm curious what the seventh seal says here.
It starts out here, it talks about it being opened up. There are seven trumpets that are blown during this period of time, seven trumpet plagues that's referred to as. The first one is in Revelation 8, verse 6, and it says, and the seven angels had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So it just begins in a prophetic manner here to describe some things. The second one, it says in the next verse, a great mountain burning as it were with fire was cast in the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Those are a summary of a prophetic thing that, again, it's very nondescriptive, but it does show the amount of destruction that's going to take place, just like in the sea, the seaports, and so forth. Some of the main areas, like we just mentioned, when you talk about Houston, you talk about Port Arthur, some of those areas down through there, the refineries.
Mm-hmm.
When a nuke goes off, it's not only going to affect the land, it's also going to affect the ships, the shipping, the ports, some of the major ports in the United States. And that ought to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no ability to even control our own ports and what comes in. You can have a ship just coming into port and have one on a ship. There's no way to check these things out. And if it's coordinated, it's coordinated. If it happens at one time, all these things, it's a very simple thing to do. And those are the kind of scenarios that are going to actually play out.
Let's go to the telephone, 303-713-8585, the number. Greg in Denver. Hey, Greg, you're on with Pastor Wineland. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pastor Wineland.
Yes.
You say this is going to be via nuclear weapons, via the weather. I guess my brain is trying to wrap this around. What signs and symbols are out there that says all this stuff is going to happen when you say it's going to happen?
I'm sorry, I barely heard your last part of that.
What are the signs and the symbols and information out there that says that this stuff is going to happen when you say it's going to happen? I mean, can you give this down to the
There's nothing to give until it happens. When it happens, it happens, and that's going to be that will give the evidence of what I'm saying. That's what I've written a book as well.
So if it doesn't happen, this proves that all what you're saying is wrong, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so 4 years from this day. Now, hold on. 4 years from this day when we you come on this show and say, I was wrong, then are you going to move that date forward 4 years from now?
No, I'd be totally wrong. If it doesn't happen exactly the way I said, I'm totally wrong. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a minister. I have no business talking about these things.
But you're a pastor.
Correct. And I'm a prophet.
And you're a prophet.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so if this doesn't happen, that means you're
I'm a false prophet.
Okay.
Very simple. Either it's true or it isn't true.
Okay. I guess my skepticism is that we've had other prophets say or pastors say in the past that X, Y, Z is going to happen, and geez, look, it didn't happen.
Yeah, Yeah, and then they change, and some reasons that's been a part of history.
They modify. Well, no, actually, it was somewhere in the distant future.
Well, that's exactly right.
Okay. I guess that's. It seems funny that it coordinates with this 2012 when all these past civilizations have used their, you know, saying this is when we're going to stop making our calendar. So I just find coincidental, and I. You know, prophecy is, I just don't believe it. I guess that's all I'm trying to say here.
I don't expect you to right now.
And so if some minor event, let's say there's some big hurricane that comes up this fall, are you going to say, oh, see, that's one of the signs? Or is it just because it's just the weather pattern?
Well, what I'm talking about is on a scale far greater than Katrina. It's far greater than anything of two or three Katrinas. You're going to see massive things take place all at the same time over about a six-month period of time.
So for the next, well, I guess 12 months, these events will be occurring.
In the next year and a half, you're going to change your perspective a lot, yes.
So starting this spring, these things should start taking hold, right?
They can, absolutely.
They can. If they still haven't this spring, then they'll be moved down to the fall, right?
I've given you a specific date, 2008. Things are going to begin happening between now and then. You don't have long to wait.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
All right, bye.
All right, and we continue with M.M. M.M., you're on with Pastor Ronald Wineland. Good morning.
Thank you, my earth friend. Pastor, are you aware of Aaron?
Aaron in the Bible, Aaron?
No. Aaron, the son of Satan, has stated that the end of mankind will occur in the earth year 2009, and I was wondering if you are aware of Aaron, the son of Satan.
Well, no, I'm not. Satan has no sons, but that's another matter. He doesn't have the ability to have children. He was a fallen angel. There are a lot of prophecies out there that are zeroing in on this period of time, and people don't understand that there are beings on this earth that God restricted to this earth. They're called demons. One is Satan. There are fallen angels. People refer to them as fallen angels. They rebelled against God. They tried to destroy the earth. God stopped it, and then he came along the scene and remolded and refashioned it. That's why some people have confusion about creation, because it's very clear in science that creation had to be longer than 6,000 years ago. Well, the earth was here already. Satan rebelled. There was a great war that took place. God restricted it within a certain area of the earth and out to the asteroid belt. And from that point in time, all life on the earth at that time was destroyed. But when God came along and remolded and refashioned it and separated it talks about the firmament and so forth, that's when the creation week took place 6,000 years ago. But again, Satan has no power to have children, but there are beings here that know God's plan. They know that they have 6,000 years, because you see, what happens when Jesus Christ returns is that those beings are basically imprisoned, for lack of a better word. They have no power to deceive, to create troubles and confusion, mass religious confusion on this earth like they've been doing for 6,000 years. It all stops.
May I respond? Now, you are a pastor. I'm sure that you are aware in the Protestant Bible of the book of Genesis, where it plainly states that fallen angels came to the planet Earth and had sex with earth women.
Well, they didn't.
And earth women gladly had sex with them because they called themselves the sons of God. Now, Satan is very, very capable of having a son. However, we merely have a difference of opinion. My next question is this. I know that the Antichrist is in Australia. Have you, by any chance, identified the Antichrist?
Well, Everyone has their own ideas, their own beliefs, and that's why there's such massive confusion out here in the world. There are thousands and thousands, if not millions, of different ideas and beliefs about what God says, and that's why God is going to stop all this and bring it to an end, have one voice that's clear, that's strong, and gives the proof to back it up. This is it.
All right. And, buddy, I gotta take a break.
Thank you so much, my Earth friend.
Certainly. All right, and we'll take that break, if we may. Hold on, Pastor. We'll continue on momentarily. Talking with Pastor Ronald Weinland. That's Weinland. And his book is called 2008, God's Final Witness. Of course, you can get it on bookstands right now and bookstores or Amazon.com. Or just go to endtime2008.com. All of that, of course, if you wish, right now. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial. Don't go away. We continue. You're listening to News Radio 850 KOA. By the number, back again with my guest, Pastor Ronald Weinland. His book, 2008, God's Final Witness. I suppose this is, as you say, this is all that was written in the book of Revelations by John the Revelator, and which, of course, is an interesting book by itself. But, as you say, because once this begins, it's going to be a rapid 3.5 years. But in what fashion, by the sounds of it, I mean, given what you've described in that 3.5 years of what you call what is called the tribulation, this is going to be a horrendous moment in human history, to be sure. There's going to be, what, World War III, as you say, between Russia, China, and Western Europe.
Central Europe, Eastern Europe, yes.
Yeah. This will be nuclear war.
It'll begin that way, yeah, but it gets to a point where everyone in these nations realize that they cannot keep lobbing nuclear weapons back and forth. They can't continue to do these things. That's why the Bible speaks of a time called Armageddon, that is the final battle. It is when those nations come together in the areas of present-day Iraq, Iran, and through that area there, to have an all-out battle with each other, confrontation with each other, not nuclear, but face-to-face.
A land battle.
Exactly. And that is the battle, that is the time when God sends Jesus Christ back, Jesus Christ comes back, and he actually destroys that entire complex. It says over 200 million, they're all going to be destroyed. Jesus Christ is going to destroy them.
Hmm.
He says he's going to destroy those who are destroying the earth. They're the ones that have been, Asia alone is going to destroy a third of all the population, all the earth.
Interesting indeed. Let's go back to the telephone in Clarksville, Tennessee. Is Jim. Jim, you live in Clarksville, do you?
Yes.
I believe it or not, my father was there for a year. In my senior year in high school, I graduated from Clarksville High.
But he was at Fort Campbell, right?
No. He was a contractor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not at Fort Campbell. He was building a large building there, and such as it is. It's been a while. Anyway, you have a question for my guest.
Yes. What does he think about the rapture? Doesn't the rapture have to occur before the tribulation?
Well, that is something taught by some churches, but there really is no such thing. People aren't going to go off to heaven. They're not going to leave the earth and go up to heaven and be there for any length of time. God makes it very clear that Jesus Christ is the only one that's ever gone to heaven. He's the only one that's ever been there as far as a human being is concerned who was human on this earth. Jesus Christ is going to come back, but he's going to bring with him, it says, 144,000 who are going to be resurrected at his return, who are going to establish God's government on earth. There are not going to be any more governments on the earth. There's only going to be one government. There's only going to be one religion. We're not going to have the massive confusion we have today over thousands and thousands of people saying they're all right, even in Christianity. Not everybody can be right. If it's of God, it's true. It's right. Not all these different ideas out here. And that's one of those ideas, a rapture, there's no such thing.
I wanted to ask you, you know, I've read that entire Left Behind series, like 12 volumes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Revelation chapters like 7 through 10, it talks about these locusts with a sting of a scorpion. You know, in Revelations chapter 10, and 9 it says, and they had breastplates as if they were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running into battle. Now, Hal Lindsey, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he thinks those are Army helicopters, but in the Left Behind series, they just use a literal interpretation, but they're metal locusts. What do you think about that?
I think he's right on. You know, there are things that God gives in the Bible of descriptions of things that until recent times, man hasn't been able to understand those things. That's why even the Revelation itself, a lot of people think the book of Revelation, that John revealed those things. He simply recorded what God gave him to record. He did not understand them. They were not things to be given so that people would understand. They weren't even to be opened up and revealed until the end time. That's why this time is so important, and the things that have been occurring, because they are being opened up. They are being unveiled now at this time. They've been hidden for 2,000 years. God never intended that everyone understand. And so that's a good example there of something that people couldn't even understand until those things came into being in inventions and so forth that took place. That's why technology, you know, isn't it a strange thing that it took 6,000 years for man to get to a point where he could finally have the kind of technology to do the things we're doing today? It's computers, it's awesome. But those things were withheld from man until the end time, because the reality is man wouldn't have lasted 6,000 years if we'd had this technology 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago.
All right. We're going to take it up to the commercial break one more time, if I may, Pastor, and then this is about when we wrap it up. But hold on, if you please. Pastor Ronald Wineland talking about his book about the end times called 2008, God's Final Witness. And by this time next year, all hell's going to break loose. Is that a fair statement, Pastor?
Sounds like a fair statement.
All right, very good. And we'll do just that. We'll take it around, of course, and do a commercial break and come right back and tell you more about how to get the book. We'll give you that website one more time, and so you can make sure you can go there. Of course, also the other websites, including Amazon.com and the like. We continue. I'm Rick Barber. You're listening to News Radio 850 KOA. Of course, to the top in Colorado's morning news team, ready to take over. Pastor Wineland, your book is already on the book stands in bookstores, is it?
Yes, it should be out there. And I want to mention, too, this website, it's a free book on the website.
A free book on the website?
Yes.
And that's endtime2008.com. And if they go there and click on, they can get a free book.
Exactly.
All right. And, of course, they can find the book on Amazon.com also, I assume, and also Borders and the other bookstores.
Yes.
All right, and Pastor Ronald Wineland, thank you so much. As you said, it remains to be seen.
Yes.
But indeed, maybe we'll revisit this thing a year from now.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Pastor, thanks so much. Good luck with your work.
Thank you.
You bet.